I'm so happy you're here today. I really, truly am. It's going to be awesome to have you around today. You know why? Because we're talking about goals and making sure you set the right goals and give you some ideas on how to think about that. And I will also toss in what I absolutely believe to be the main reason, and science backs me up on this. And yes, I do study the science, the mind science, the brain science of how this stuff works. Believe it or not, I do. I'm going to tell you why you're getting distracted. Hang on. It'll be a good day. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Here is the very simple recipe. Here's what happens. Life begins when you move, which means you have an idea. Something pops in your head that you want to do. Hey, it's a good idea. Let's go do that. Number two, life gets in the way. As soon as you decide you want to make a change, you put a shift in the universe and stuff kind of gets... I think it challenges you. Sometimes it's good, but sometimes it's not. And then we have to know that we have to stand up and take a step and repeat. This show is the repeat part of it. This show is to get you inspired, to get you motivated, yes, but mostly to drag you along every single day and remind you what your goals are and keep going after it. That's what this show is all about. Man, it's cool. The YouTube channel is coming up. Just to let you know that it's, if you really want to see some funny videos, I made them like 9 years ago when I was first starting out. Well, almost. I started out 15 years ago, but I made them then and we didn't do any more. And there's like, I have hair, it's dark. It's kind of fun. Look, I think I wore makeup too. Just go to youtube.com/Daily Boost Podcast. You'll see that. Subscribe while you're there because the new stuff starts coming daily live from the brand new studio. And you don't want to miss that. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Grateful to have you here today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Goal setting. Let's get into goal setting today. And setting the right goals. Do you set goals? Are you a goal setter? Do you write them down? Now, I tend to have very few goals. Anything on a to-do list is not a goal to me. It must be bigger. And I choose large goals, and I don't have very many of them. I just put 4 or 5, 3 to 5, something like that in place, and I go after it. And I just keep going after it every single day. I don't have 25 or 30 goals. Yes, I have some longer-term goals that maybe I want to do in 10 years, but I'm not thinking about those today, am I? So you should be a goal setter. You should have a few written down. Please write them down. They're incredibly powerful. When you take what your thoughts are and you actually write it down on a document somewhere, you know, type in your computer, your iPhone, whatever, or a piece of paper or a journal, when you do that, you change. You literally take the thought and make it something real. So if you don't believe in goal setting, you're silly. Look around you. Successful people, the people that you likely want to be, are setting goals. Don't make it complicated. Just do it. Okay. Lecture out of the way. I've seen it too often. So some goals happen quickly. You'll notice when you do that, others take a little bit longer, a lot longer. So how do you keep your goals alive while making them a reality? So before I get into that and go into a couple of steps of how to do that, I just want to linger on a topic that has been very much on my mind. And it's been on my mind because I work with a lot of folks every single week. I have 5 clients right now and a bunch of coaching groups that I do. And so I tend to talk with people probably 8 hours a week, probably chat with people. And it is so common that I'll be listening to them about their goals and what they want to do. And I will say, so what's holding you back? And they'll, I don't know, that's why I'm talking to you. So what are you doing instead? And they'll tell me what they're doing. And I'll say, why are you doing that? And usually it's, well, I kind of like it. It's kind of fun. I enjoy it. Oh, so let me lodge this in your brain right now. And the science backs us up on this, that when you set a goal, I don't care how big your goal is, I don't care how you think it means a lot to you. You may have thought it through and I want this more than anything in the world. Well, you better mean it. If you want it more than anything in the world, you're going to go after it. You will achieve that goal. However, as you're working toward that goal, if there is anything else you want more than going after that goal, the alternative, you're going to go for the alternative. A crazy example. If you're having to work double time, if you're having to work 80 hours a week and you're getting tired and you want the goal bad enough, you're going to go 80 hours a week until you get it. If you suddenly start thinking, man, I need some sleep, and the sleep becomes more attractive than the work, you're going to sleep. So you need to know that going into your goals. When you write your goals down today, if you say, I want to make $1 million, I want to be a millionaire, make sure you really want to do it. Make sure it really means something. Because if the alternative is, well, I just don't want a millionaire, I just don't want to worry and just want to kind of relax a little bit. If I didn't have the worry and money's the worry, $1 million to fix that, you're not ever going to do it. Okay. Got that little thing out of the way. First thing in goal setting, stop falling for somebody else's goals. Everybody has something they want to achieve. You do, I do, they do. It's not bad. It could be helpful if somebody's doing something. Hey, I want to do that too, right? But in any case, it's a distraction. Know what you want and why you want it. And one other thing on that topic, there are a lot of folks who will set goals for you. Some do it, you know, nefariously because they want you to do something that goes in their favor. But other times it's really well-meaning. A school teacher, a parent, a friend could set a goal. You know, you'd be good with that. You should go do more of that. You'd be good at that. You're like, well, gosh, people always said I'd be good at it. I talk to a lot of people. I meet some young folks every now and then that have just really wonderful, like voiceover, professional quality voices. And I'll catch them because when I hear something like that, I say, hey, it's, you know, it's my background. I say, you ought to do something with that. And always they will say, you know, people have told me I should do something with that. And I don't know why I can't set a goal. I said, well, don't listen to me. I'm not going to tell you to set a goal to go do that, but you should think about it. And if it excites you, and if you think you would enjoy that lifestyle, go check it out. Go explore the possibilities and go do it. It's got to be your idea. It can't be mine. Make sense? Okay, second, once you listen to yourself and your idea, you don't listen to anybody else and your goals. Be sure to commit to your plan and never, ever, ever give up. So when I lost weight, I committed to a simple plan. I said, I'm going down 169 pounds. I started at 206. That was it. It was nothing fancy. People said, how'd you get there? I said, stopped eating. That wasn't totally true, but kind of it was. Worked out too. Slept a lot. Took care of myself. But ultimately, I had one simple goal. Commit to get down to 169 pounds from 206. Took me 5 months. Boom. Staying right there right now. Now I want to go down about 7 more pounds because I need to be awesome. Maybe abs too. We'll see. Thirdly, why you progress, you need to be really alert of those people we talked about the first one. Those people who like to, you know, help you along the way. They're tricky little buggers. They really are. And as you progress toward your goals, have you noticed people get more excited? You start getting progress. They're seeing what's happening. You're inspiring other people. They see it. Now, you always have the opportunity when you're setting a goal to actually give up, because once you get progress, your mind's going to try to slow you down a little bit. But it gets worse when somebody says, you know, gosh, I've been watching what you're doing. You should try it this way. That might be better. I'm telling you, listen to it, process it, decide if it's exactly what you want. If so, shift directions. If not, continue on your path. These folks that are very helpful, God bless them, love them to death, need them like crazy. But, you know, everybody's living their own life and they're a distraction. You and only you know where you're heading. I'll tell you what, if I could do anything for you right now that would change your life, and you may already be there, so please, if you are, just ignore me. I would somehow cast into you the belief that it is up to you to do what you want to do. That the only person coming to save you, the only person coming to give you what you say you want, is you. Nobody else. And along the way, while you're trying to get what you want, other people and other things are just kind of crossing your path. So you're going to set a goal that's so important, that means something to you. There is no alternative better, and you're going to stick with it till you get it. That's the reason. Here's a question I always ask myself. Is there an opportunity that will move you closer to your goal instead of further away? Anything that comes up today, is that activity going to take you closer to your goal or take you further away? And what happens is when you take an action, a behavior takes place, you get an experience, and experience becomes a belief of who you are. You will do it again and again and again if you keep looking in that direction. Keep going toward your goals. Pretty simple stuff. I know it's not a list of how to set goals, but it's more important than that. It's what you actually need. Hey, if you love the Daily Boost, share it with a friend. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/listen. And that'll take them right where they can sample and see if I'm for them. Not for everybody, but maybe for them. Tomorrow, I'm going to try to convince you to stop being perfect. I know you're trying. Some of you, not all of you, but I've met a few of you. And you are so trying to be perfect, you're getting nothing done. And you're frustrated by it. And you're probably saying to yourself, I need to stop trying to be perfect. Well, tomorrow, we're going to try to talk you into that, okay? I'll see you then on the Daily Boost.